Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
Hey, Mike, you just opened up to the Midwest and West Coast. Also, just worked Japan about half an hour ago. On HTV, listening on 6 and 2.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1PPY activating the Buccaneer Amateur Radio Association Technical Services Net. This net's held weekly on Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The Farah VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Buccaneer Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 hertz PL tone for access. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to Farahnet at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I don't have a particular topic for tonight, and I have to apologize for a bit of a hiatus with extended work hours. I know the nets have been sort of lacking in substance as of late, and I wish I had a really good subject for tonight. But does anybody have a subject that they would like to hear discussed? Please give me a call. This is KS1, PPY.
K1HTV.
K1HTV, Rich, go ahead. Give us a topic for this evening. Save us from our deserts of technical topics.
Well, it's not a technical one. Just wondering, we have an upcoming HamFest coming up in Berryville. I wonder how many people go to HamFest, and why do you go to a HamFest? I mean, is it... many reasons for going, but why do you go to HamFest? That's about it, other than having some good openings on the band's past couple of days, which I'll report. That's it from here. Go ahead.
Roger that. Sounds like a good enough topic for me. I will incorporate that in there after I give a little bit of thought during announcements and upcoming events. Let me jump into those real quick. Give me 1 second. Okay, for announcements, the monthly club meeting has a different date this month. According to the calendar and the website, we're going to be going on July 21st at 7:15 p.m. And let's see, the club also has a fox hunt coming up July 23rd at the Warrenton Fauquier Airport starting at 10 a.m. It's a good chance for everybody to get out and learn some equipment, meet everybody, and... Learn a new ham skill. For upcoming contests, I've got the IA.
November 7, India, Victor, disconnected. November, Romeo, 3, November, connected, 2, W4VA. November 7, India, Victor, connected.
Okay, and the echo link coming in and out is telling me that apparently my radio was having troubles, which I knew it did not disconnect the echo link, so I apologize for interruptions on that one. I'm having to do this on a handheld because last minute my 7100 decided it didn't want to give me audio. Let's see. Okay, and the last announcement that I have is actually a request for some help filling an empty EC position for Louisa County. That's an emergency coordinator for the ARRL Aries groups. I have a contact for a Mr. Jack Smith who's trying to find somebody in Louisa County to fill an emergency coordinator's position. If anybody needs that information, if you could shoot me an email or let me know, I'll distribute contact information for anybody willing to apply and go for the emergency coordinators. And the last announcement for club, the informal club breakfast, July 30th at 8:30. I think we're still meeting at Wegmans, and it's a good time to come out and meet everybody and have a good time with it. Let's go ahead for a round of check-ins, and then we'll kick this off. Please give me a call now.
Q1HTV.
So Oscar 4, Whiskey, Yankee, X-ray, in and out.
K4, BOX.
W4RKU.
K3FR.
NC.
7, RCE Mobile.
Kilo November 4, Lima Sierra Bravo, in or no?
Kilo November 4, Sierra Papa Lima, in and out.
November 4, X-Ray Charlie Hotel, in and out.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Bravo Whiskey, in and out.
A little bit behind in my note-taking, trying to run the handheld and everything at once. I've got K1HTV. There was a KO4, and I'm sorry I missed the last part, but you were in and out. KO4 something. It was just after Rich kind of doubled his speed for somebody.
KO4 WYX.
Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Foxtrot Papa.
Okay, all right, hold on. We're getting there. Okay, so I've got K1HTV, KO4 Whiskey Yankee X-Ray, K4BOX, W4RKU, N7RCE Mobile, and there was a Kilo Bravo 4 Sierra, and I missed the last part. Give me one more try, over.
Yeah, the call is KB4 Kilo Bravo 4, CFP Chocolate Fried Potatoes, Greg in Spotsylvania.
Oh, roger that. Welcome, Greg. Good to hear you again. And I got KN4SPL was in and out. I got a November 4. It was a November 4 call. I missed the last part of it. Can you give that to me again?
November 4, X-Ray Charlie Hotel.
November 4, X-Ray Charlie Hotel. Okay, got you that time. Appreciate you coming back. Let's see, KO4RBW, I think, was the next one. I think he was in and out. Could you verify that for me?
KO4RBW, correct. In and out. Thank you.
Roger that. Thank you for stopping in. And then I got There was another, Greg, I've got you in here twice. I'm sorry, KB4, CFP. Okay, if you have not heard your call sign, if I messed up your call sign, or if you haven't heard yourself check in, give me a call.
N7IBB.
Kilo, Oscar 4, Victor, November, Zulu.
KQ4, BSI.
Okay, so we've added N7IVV, KO4VNZ, and the last call sign KQ4. I'm sorry, I was doing it on the handheld and I missed the last part of it. Can you give me your call sign one more time?
4BSI.
That Bravo Foxtrot India.
Bravo Sierra Indigo.
Roger that, KQ4BSI. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, we'll kick it off at the top of the list. Subject is, with the HamFest coming out, do you go to HamFest? What's your purpose for going to HamFest? And what all are you looking for? Rich, K1HTV, go ahead, give us your thoughts.
Thank you, Sippy, and thank you for doing the net. This is K1HTV in Amosville. HamFest, yeah, I enjoy going to HamFest. Meet a lot of friends. That's one of the probably the prime reasons. Just meet a lot of friends. Like to put a hat or something, a badge, so they know me, and I could hopefully we'll see the guys wear their hats and badges. A lot of guys I know without the hats or badges, having seen them many times before. But it's always good to wear a badge or a hat so we could know who you are. You might be surprised that you might have might see someone that you had a QSO on the air and never had an eyeball QSO. So. Wear your hat, wear your badge. Looking for parts, usually for projects. Sometimes I bring QSL cards for the DXCC and the VU Century Club card checker. Usually there's a card checker at a lot of these HamFest. I think there's one at the Berryville N4MM, usually John Canode, who's a member of the local club that sponsors the HamFest, usually checks cards. And lastly, and maybe that shouldn't be last, but the food. In the case of Berryville, the Berryville Raritan puts out a great feed. And a hint for the new guys who have not been up there and you want to get a good feed, get there early. The door opens up at 11. Be in line like a quarter of 11. Otherwise, the line gets very long and you're usually waiting. waiting, and there's usually plenty of food, but it's good to get in line a little bit early. The Laura Club is going to be doing a VE session, and at a new location. Just check online where that'll be for those who are going to upgrade. But the Laurel of VEC is a good group, and they will be conducting the exams at noon on Saturday, August the 6th. That's the date of the Hamfest. As far as activity, yesterday, a banner day, worked a new country on 6 meters. Probably the farthest I've ever worked to the east. Worked United November 9 Lima in Kazakhstan. That's east of Russia. It's way out there. Heard five different Kazakhstan stations. Mark K4SO worked the first one. He worked UN3G, I believe. And then I worked UN9N. Then he worked another one. I believe he worked UN7LZ, but very interesting DX. They also worked R6KA in the Crimea area, which counts as Russia. I had worked that before, but not that station before. So it was a very interesting day yesterday on 6 meters for DX. Today, just a little while ago, I worked a JA station, came through on 6 for a quick, heard one, heard two, and then heard the third station, called him, and he came back to me, and that was it. Didn't hear anything after that. Although the stations on 2 meters, looked like we might have had E-skip. I was working the JAs, a couple stations down in the southeastern part of Virginia, down the Tidewater area. We're working down to the San Antonio area on 2 meters. There's a very high-intensity E-layer right about at the midpoint, and I think if I'd gotten on a little bit earlier, I may have been able to work down to Texas. I think anybody, guys, once the band opens up, signals are usually loud. On sideband, I'm 144-200, or on 144-174 on FT8. So did not work any. I was calling a couple CQs, but no luck with any F2 long-haul DX on 2 meters, but this is the time of the year for it. That's about it for now. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV. Oh, by the way, IARU stands for International Amateur Radio Union. IARU, Worldwide Voice of Amateur Radio Operators. They secure and safeguard the amateur radio spectrum. They've been doing it since 1925. IARU, over. HTV. Battery dying. Now, thank you. A couple words. Sounds like it's PL is not on. Yeah, a couple of seconds on PL. Looks like it's PL. Does anybody have his phone number? Might be able to call Sippy and let him know that this PL is not working.
Here on HTV, you keep stepping on someone.
What's happening? He's not talking now. As soon as I key it, now you can hear him talking. He seems not to have the PL on. He'll hear a couple of words and then it'll drop out, which indicates he has no PL.
Okay, so it looks like my 7100 is not cooperating, trying to switch over to. I can hear you, but I guess the PL tone isn't working right. I guess during the middle of the net's not the best time to try to troubleshoot and swap radios back and forth. My apologies. All I was saying was Roger on the hat and identifiers. I had a hat made up for going to Hamfest, and I'm looking forward to Berryville, hopefully. This year I'll get there when everyone else is there. KO4 Whiskey Yankee X-Ray. May have been in and out. If you're still there, give us a comment about PanFest. Go ahead.
This is Kilo Oscar for Whiskey Yankee X-Ray. I'm a new ham, and I have never been to a ham fest. So I actually hope to get to one this year. To experience it for, you know, all the reasons that Rich is throwing out there, see some faces, get some equipment, and food's always on my mind. So that's my comment for the net topic. As far as what I've been doing ham-wise, troubleshooting some power issues in the pickup truck. I thought my radio died. It just turns out I have a grounding issue, so that's good news. I don't have to replace the radio. I just have to solve a grounding problem. A little weird, but I'll work through it. Unfortunately, after today, I'm taking a time out for ham radio for a couple days because the family's going down to the Outer Banks. I am bringing a QRP rig with to see if I have some time to play out there at the Outer Banks. Highly unlikely, but I'll make an attempt. Maybe I'll get up real early one morning. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray, back to net.
Well, sounds good. Yeah, if you can make it out to a ham fest, it's a great place to pick up all kinds of troubleshooting equipment, figuring out power problems, and being able to meet up with other hams to bounce ideas off of. So maybe they can help with the combination of your stuff if you can make it out. And good deal on the QRP. That'll be Outer Banks. Sounds like a great place to be this time of year. And yeah, it's, sounds fantastic. Let's move down to K4BOX. Garth, are you there or were you in and out? Go ahead.
KS1, PPY, this is K4BOX. Thanks for picking me up. As far as the question that Rich posed, I've been to one ham fest. I think it was the Nova one years ago. But Oscar and I are looking forward to Berryville for a variety of reasons. He's just been looking forward to attending a ham fest and checking it out. And I am hoping to pick up potentially something that would let me do, like a handheld that would let me do up and down for satellite work. So I'm going to be keeping an eye out for that. But also, the Berryville Ham Fest in particular is put on by the club of somebody who's been kind of a mentor for Oscar on the NVTN. So I'm kind of hoping that we can do an eyeball QSO for that, because I think that would be really cool for Oscar. So we'll see how that works out. Other than that, I participated in the 13 Colonies for the first time this year in earnest, and I actually got a clean sweep. So I'm super excited about that, and I hope that I can get a certificate. So that's it, and this is K4BOX, back to net.
Well, sounds fantastic. Yeah, I eyeball QSOs and HamFest go hand in hand, I would say, and I can't believe I forgot about the 13 Colonies, but I was able to get the certificate last year. This year I made a partial attempt, and maybe if the follow-on people, if anybody else had a good experience with the 13 Colonies, let me know on your turn on the net. That's a good way to go. Let's see, W4RKU, Kevin, go ahead.
KS1, PPYK, I mean W4RKU. Good evening, Suki. How you doing tonight? Let's see. Start off with the 13 Colonies. I got to sleep clean sweep again. All CW except for Great Britain this year. Last year I missed the CW clean sweep with bonus stations with France, but you don't, for the CW endorsement, you only need the United States one. HamFest. I like HamFests a lot. In the past, back in the day, they usually had the vendors come in with, some sales and stuff. They aren't my bag per se. They're fun. Just seeing people is more than anything else. I do get involved somewhat from a member of the OBH club with their hand fest, but maybe I'm getting to be an old poke, but I will not be going to Berryville this year, though it is a good one to go to. And probably the biggest impediment I have found with HamFest for me personally is they usually start at a dark 100. And if you know me, that is not my time of day. So, that's all I got for tonight. But if you've never been to a HamFest, I encourage you to go to one. It's really cool. Back to net, KS1, PPY, W4RKU, back to net.
And this is KS1 PPY with the Sunday Night Technical Services Net. Thanks, Kevin. I'm glad you were able to get into CW. I really want to get into the CW stuff. I just haven't had a chance to sit down and do it. Let's see, N7RCE, Dave. I'm sorry, I remember you were mobile, and I should have come around to you first. Maybe you were in and out. but we'll give you a shot at it. N7RCE, KS1BBY, go ahead. Yeah, he may have been in and out. It moved out of range. Unfortunately, I lost track of the ins and outs and all of the check-ins and the confusion with my radio going nuts at the last possible minute. Let's see, KB4CFD, Greg, go ahead, give us your hand-fest thoughts or what you've been up to.
KB4CFD in the group. First off, I'm the one that uploaded the notice for the search for the EC in Louisa. I'm the first point of contact. If you find anybody that's interested, they need to email me. I'm running the point for Jack and conducting the initial interview. If I like him, then I'll recommend him to Jack. My email is kb4cfp@gmail.com. So that's all I wanted to do is get in and correct the announcement. It more or less was right, except for the fact that I'm running the point, and Jack is going to send me over to, I'm going over to Louisa to act as the EC until a permanent one is found, but that won't be until the last week of July. Anyway, back to that. KB4CFP.
Okay, roger that. Thanks for the corrections. Keep me straight. I'm barely holding it together as it is. I apologize if I got it all wrong, but definitely I'll try to correct it for the next one. And good luck. Hopefully we find somebody. Let's see. I had KM4SPL, who I believe was in and out, and 4 X-ray Charlie Hotel. KO4RBW is in and out, so that brings us down to N7IVV. Brad, go ahead.
KS1PPY and 7IVV, good after evening, Sippy. Been a little incoherent this weekend. I somehow or another picked up a flu. Nasty flu, not COVID, but and it's a little confusing because I'm just never out and interfacing with anybody that, I'm just never out. So I don't know where I picked it up, but anyway, it had me down for the last 2.5 days. I'm only just now getting to be that back up, so. And now I forget everything. Oh, 13 colonies. Yeah, I finally made a clean sweep, too. It took me a while to get France. Apparently, he operates more, other modes than FT8, which is where I am too lazy to go anyplace else but FT8. But I guess he was on CW and Ritty, probably on Voice too. But anyway, I did it. I kind of enjoy searching for those guys. It's funny, day one I missed it, the vast majority of them. They were the U.S. ones were just really easy. But then that French station was a bit of a pain to try and get to. I haven't been to too many ham fests. I don't know. I'm not looking for gear. Generally, if I do look for gear, I just get it online. Pieces and parts, same thing. I never really quite know what pieces and parts I'm going to need going down the road. So I don't take advantage of all the good deals that you can get on odds and ends. Connectors and coax being the primary ones. I always seem to run out right at the last minute, and then I have to rely on getting them someplace else. So, but they're always, frankly, any kind of convention, conference, whatever you want to call them, are interesting and fun to get out and, you know, meet people like Rich says and participate and see things. So it's an interesting thing to do. We'll see if I can make it out to any of these things coming up. Anyway, thanks for being able to do the net tonight, Sippy. Always appreciate it. We'll catch you later at 7IBB.
Sounds good. Congrats on the sweep. Glad you did finally get him. Hopefully the flu doesn't kick you down too far. I'm running on the last little bits of trying not to get sick, so I feel your pain. let's see. KO4 Victor November Zoo. Charles, go ahead. Give us your ham-fest thoughts.
KS1PPY, this is KO4VNZ, Chuck and Opal. You can tell by my call sign, I'm a really new ham. So I'm always trying to find my niche in this hobby, and so I like listening into the net. I want to go to HamFest just to pick up more information and see what all is going on. So so far I've been to two HamFests. I went to the HamFest at Northern Virginia Community College, and I went to the HamFest in Manassas Park. And I love them both. I think what I like most, though, is listening to the speakers, because there's so many diverse topics. Like at Norva, I really enjoyed hearing the speaker talk about homebrew equipment and his demonstration of homebrew equipment that he brought along. And then, same thing, I like the speakers at the Manassas Park Festival, although some of them are were having some technical troubles, but I enjoyed that. And I particularly enjoyed being there when they awarded the Virginia QSO Party Awards. So that's my experience, and that's why I like HamFest. This is KO4VNZ, back to net.
So you make me want to really get to the HamFest this year to kind of participate in some of that stuff that I've missed on the last few. I think the first HamFest I ever went to was Manassas HamFest. And I got there so late, it was almost everybody was packing up. So now I really want to make it if I can find a way to. we'll have to see. KQ4BSI, KS1PPY, go ahead.
This is KQ4BSI. I am a very new ham, and I have not been to a ham fest. In terms of activities, I did participate in the last field day. This is technically my first official ham radio call, and I'm going to be doing some events in the future. We're going to be also bringing some kids out to the soft run on the 26th, and then we'll also be at the 4-H trailer at the campground, at the fair.
Oh, fantastic. Welcome to the hobby. Welcome to the Radicals. The only thing, if you're done with your round there, if you just give your call sign and throw it back to net, let me know that you're finished. Otherwise, I'll hold for a second.
This is KQ4BS1 and back to net.
Okay, glad of that. No problem. Well, welcome aboard. We'll get people out there, and good to hear from you. Thank you for joining us tonight as well. That's the last one I have on the list. Was there any new check-ins, anybody I missed, or somebody who was in and out that wasn't actually in and out? Please call now. KS1PPY.
Whiskey Bravo 7, Radio America Victor.
This is 3 Foxtrot Romeo.
This is K1RA.
This is Kilo Golf 4, Echo Hotel Lima.
KS4TK Mobile.
Okay, there was, I'm sorry, I missed the first part of your call. It was a Radio America call sign. Could you give me that one again?
Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Randall. let's see, K3FR. I apologize. I had you on the list, and I completely skipped you, and I did not mean to do that. I think I had you down as one of the in-and-outs originally. Go ahead. Give us your HamFest experiences and what you've been up to.
Okay. Good evening. Thanks, Shifty, and good to hear you back on the radio. KS1PPY, this is K3FR. Well, my HamFest experiences. I go for a lot of things, a lot of fun. Talk to friends, and I've been to sell stuff. I've been to buy stuff, et cetera, et cetera. Let's see, I won the QLF Sunday contest out in West Pennsylvania when I was out there at one of the HamFests. That was more a trunk and junk situation, but it was fun anyway. Let's see. And by the way, the prize was a 1916 Vibroplex original that somebody had repainted green, not even the natural green that Vibroplex used to paint their keys in that, or offered as an option in that time frame. I've gone for to buy a new hat only.
But when I do go, I usually make sure that I have only one or two things. I don't want to carry too much in mind, and I pretty much have a price range in mind, but I do go to keep an eye on what the prices of equipment and occasionally take a look at new equipment too as it comes out. Let me take a break. And that's fine. As far as operating events, well, I just worked a good old friend of mine. Matter of fact, he was my technical manager when I was out as the section manager for Utah out in the early 1980s, Dave, N7BHC, who is now operating from Brownsville, Texas in grid Bravo Echo Lima 15, which is a fairly rare grid. Speaking of rare grids, I'm going to be up north and getting my fill of Quahogs, Smoxy, and Needhams. Of course, the Needhams are in the family, but that's the way it goes up there. I'm going to see if I can get some time on the first hour or two of the VHF contest, activating Foxtrot November 53. FN53, which again is also a fairly rare grid. There's plenty of people up there. I just don't think that many of them are active on 6 or 2 meters. I'm going to be limited on the radio for the 6 meter antennas. All I've got is my 2 meter 5/8 wave, which is relatively close to a quarter on 6 meters. So we'll see how that thing works. Aside from that, be back and see you all at the club meeting. KS1PPY, K3FR.
Well, sounds good. I'm trying to assimilate all the data, but I've been having a lot of fun with 6 meters myself, so. let's see, let's move down. K1RA, KS1PPY. Go ahead, give us your HamFest experiences.
Hey, Steppy, and I think you skipped Randy, who was the first one in the list there, WP7RAB. Let's see, HamFest experiences. Well, back in the day, early, mid-80s, I'd go to HamFest to look for junk, hang out with my college buddies, and occasionally even sell stuff to make the club some extra cash so we could buy stuff for the station. Later on, it used to be back in the day, HamFest were one of the rare places you could actually take a test or an exam to get your license. So back 18, 20 years ago when my wife got hers, we went to Berryville, and I guess maybe 6, 7 years ago now, we went to Manassas, and my daughter took her exam there. But yeah, these days, kind of like my dad, I like to go to see people. Since, you know, with COVID and all over the last few years, haven't had any eye-to-eye contact with many folks. So good to see faces, and, yeah, good to have call sign badges or call sign hats or in my case, the big K1RA T-shirt to allow the DX to see you and hone in on your call. Yeah, these days I don't really go to buy anything specific. As somebody else mentioned, it's really you know, eBay and online purchases for really anything electronic or radio related. But I do carry a little bit of cash with me if I see a connector or something that, as people say, you know it when you see it type of buys. I may pick up something. And I guess the only other thing is occasionally, well, actually these days, seems like there's quite a bit more junk at HamFest, so it's kind of fun to reminisce to see the old Heath kits or the old Hammerlands, some of the old tube gear that I used as a novice, and reminisce a little bit. But I surely don't want to walk away with any of those boat anchors. So going to Berryville, hope to see some of the FAR members there. As far as radio activities, I got a new battery for the Waxon here, so actually giving it a test here this night on the net. 6-day capacitor in a UPS, which was beeping erratically, had new batteries in it, and went online, and sure enough, one of the symptoms is dried up capacitors. So honed in on the one, and got that working for the rig here, for the main station. So, and if, for those who hadn't heard, I suffered a fair amount of wind damage a couple of weeks back when the storm came through. So all my wire antennas back out in the woods are down. SDRs are offline, all the web SDRs. So I'm in the process of reboxing up the SDRs in a 19-inch rack, cleaning that up a little bit, and looking forward to erecting some, redoing the wire antennas, getting back on the air. And last but not least, welcome to, I believe it's Dahlia, KQ4BSI. I think you took your test at Field Day. We met. Congratulations again. Glad your call sign came in. Hope to hear you on the nets here more often and on the repeater. And back to net control. This is K1RA.
Sounds good. Yeah, I had a lot of wind damage myself. I'm still not quite, back up to par with all the wire antennas back in the trees, and even my mast came down, so my 2 meters, obviously, still having issues. I don't know if that's operator headspace or antenna stuff. Yep, and a definite welcome to KQ4BSI. And you are correct. I apologize, Randy. I am batting 1,000 tonight for that. I missed you in between there. I was trying to fill stuff back in. So we'll go WB7RAV. It's KS150Y. Go ahead.
This is WB7RAV. Not a problem. As far as Hamfest is concerned, last one I was at maybe 15 years ago. My not being really into the hobby, I have no idea what things are worth. So seeing something that somebody has for sale, I wouldn't know if it's a good deal or not. So I just go for check around, see what the prices are, see what people are doing, see who all's there, but. Like I said, I haven't been for quite a while. As far as operating lately, I got into 13 colonies. I managed to get a clean sweep on 40 meters and then a clean sweep on 80 meters on the stateside 13 colonies and the bonus station. And then I also just picked up the two European bonus stations. So I've got everything. Happy. Smile on my face, got them all, missed European stations last year, so I did what I wanted to do, and so I'm happy. Other than that, not much going on. This is WB7RAV, back to net.
Sounds good. I'm hearing a lot more clean sweeps this year. It's a good thing to hear. I'm enjoying it. Let's see, KG4 Echo Hotel Lima, Robert? KS1PPY, go ahead.
KS1PPY, this is KG4EHL, Rob, Romeo Oscar Bravo here in Warrenton, Virginia. Glad I was able to join the net, and you called for calls the second time around. Was listening in, getting things warmed up. But 13 colonies went really well. All picked up all stateside. I didn't get the bonus stations, but stateside CW using QRP, so that was fun. Took a bit of work and time, but I've got those, so I'm going to mail this thing off here. And, as far as Hamfest, 1999 is when I got my license at the Berryville Hamfest. And I took my tests and then went over to scout out the tables and pick up equipment. And then listening to a lot of you talk about going to meet people and run into club members and other people you've had contact, I do that as well. Although this time, I don't know, hearing this net, I'm getting a little depressed. I'm actually planning to set up a table. I have a lot of equipment that I'll be, a lot of HF, a lot of tuners, testers, tone generators, amplifiers, all good working stuff, new stuff, not just boat anchors. So hopefully I get to see some of you, and I hope some of you maybe have a little cash that you bring with you. But anyway, it's Hamfest. I go to Berryville every year, and what a great Hamfest. Rich is right, K1HTV, about the food. Get in line early. It's great, great food, and great to see everyone. So hopefully I'll catch up with most of you at the Hamfest. Back to net control, KS1PPY. This is KG4EHL.
Oh, well, sounds good. I will. We'll have to I'll wish you luck on setting up a table and making lots of cash for boat anchors, or not boat anchors. I like the concept. We'll have to keep an eye out for you if I do manage to get out there. KF4TEK, I may have been wrongly assuming that you were getting closer and closer so that it would get better, but you may have been mobile. Go ahead, give us your hand fest, and welcome to the net.
Hey, CB, happy Sunday, and greetings to the net. Hamfest, I've been doing Hamfest for a while, and I like to look at the junk piles, not of the old boat anchors, but just, you know, piles of, you know, smaller stuff, microwave stuff. You never know what you're going to find in there, connectors, attenuators, SMA jumpers, stuff like that, and you know, stuff I pick up at Hamfest, coax cables, ropes, the odd antenna, parts of antennas. You know, just stuff that's hard to find on eBay or Amazon. You know, I've never bought a big radio at a Hamfest. Never bought an HF radio or you know, a new UHF, VHF mobile at a Hamfest. But, just, you know, the odds and ends. And I just enjoy looking at the tables and picking stuff up and saying, oh, yeah, those were back in the day. And thinking about building stuff and taking stuff apart and just, you know, losing myself in the fun of a construction. And then I come back to reality and, you know, I go home and then wait another year for Berryville to roll around. That's about it. Been busy. And that's about all I got. So thanks for running the net, Sippy. And hope everybody has a good week. And KF4TEK back to net.
Sounds good. Good to have you. And may your Hamfest be profitable or productive. So that's the last I have of the list. I'm going to go ahead and close this up. Actually, we'll leave it one more for any last-minute check-ins, and then we'll close this up. It's time to keep moving, and I got to do some troubleshooting. So any last call for anybody who has not joined us or checked in, and we'll go from there. Give me a call. KS1BBY.
KJ7APV.
W8BT in and out.
Alaska 4, Zulu to Hotel Yankee.
All right, KJ7APV, Rebecca.
November, Romeo 3, November, disconnected.
S1PPY, KJ7APV. I've never been to a ham fest. Transportation is usually a problem for me, so I'll just put out my big call request. Or a ride to Berryville, if you feel inclined and kind enough to drive to Catlett to pick me up, I'd sure enjoy it. I could even help you man your table if you need to, you know, go shop around. I can stay at your table for you as a thanks for giving me the ride. I'm having radio problems, too, about 15 minutes before the net started. I opened a box with a handheld in it that I had ordered off eBay. Thought I had it all programmed. I tried to check in early on in the net. I don't know if anybody heard me, but apparently my quick programming on an unfamiliar radio didn't work, so I'm back on my lotion. And other than that, I look forward to getting all set up with my antenna, with my Yaesu 857, a radio I bought recently that didn't get sold at a couple of Hamfest, so I was happy to be a recipient of a good price for that. All I need is some parts. I did order some parts for getting my handheld all connected to various antennas, so that should be good. I've enjoyed the net. Thanks to everybody for sharing, and we'll talk to you later. 73 KJ7 APV, back to net.
Oh, well, sounds good. I'm glad you were able to get in there. Sorry I didn't hear you earlier in it, but... yeah, good deal. Good deal on the radios. Glad you got a good one up and working. And we'll see if we can't get you a ride out there. I know if I'm gonna make it out, I'll try to swing down. Let's see. We had W8BT was in and out. Thank you so much for coming in. And the last one, I think I've got this wrong, but I've got KO4 Lima Hotel Yankee. If that's not correct, give me a correction.
at Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Hotel Yankee.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. KO 4 Zulu Hotel Yankee. Thanks for joining us. Go ahead and give us your Hamfest experience. This is KS1 DPY.
My last Hamfest I attended was 1966. So what's that tell you? I just got back into amateur radio this April, and a friend of mine, I got him started before I did, so we're really kind of enthused getting going again. I went with him to Field Bay in King George. He's a member of King George Club, and put me to work. We set up three antennas and tuned them, and that was a lot of fun for me. And now I have a homework assignment of looking, see if we can set up JSA call, and I'm doing that research at home right now. So if anybody has any experience with that, give me a shout. Again, it's good to hear you guys again. Good to be on this net. And I'm in Chancellorville. I can hear you pretty good out here. Back to the net.
All right. Well, sounds good. Welcome back to the hobby, and look forward to having you around. That's I think you got some history with it. And this has been KS1 PPY for the Farinet. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to farinet@w4va.org. Please feel free to continue discussions on this repeater. I'm actually going to be troubleshooting my 7100, so maybe if somebody's around to help me test that out, we'll see how that goes. Other than that, everybody have a great evening. This net is closed. KS1 BPY 73 all.
KG4 EHL, K1 HTV. Still around, Rob?
Hey, Rich. Yeah, well, I'm still here. How you doing, sir?
Fine. Just want to ask a quick question. I have not heard WB7FBY on for quite a while. Any story there?
That's a bit of the equipment that we'll be taking to the table. He's going to be he's still out and around and doing okay, but. He's going to be moving to a new location, really for some assistance. So, day by day.
Very good. Well, I'm glad he's still around. I know I used to chat with him quite a bit on the repeater, and even from the other side of the mountain, he had that narrow gap. He could reach the repeater, and it was good to talk to him and hope he'll be okay at the assisted living and. That's what happens when you get a little older. You have to need a little extra assistance. I know you're quite a distance away. Anyway, congrats on all the QRP work. That's great being able to do all that from down in the HOA restricted area. Over.
Yeah, I spent enough time in the attic messing around with antennas, and it's really kind of coming together. And I've got the 7300 all run, and I'll keep the watches down a little bit, but I love hooking up the Elecraft, the little KX2, and take that portable, which is, I think, really, you know, for Dad, that's what we're gonna try and get him set up with, an ST-18 or something like that, something portable he can take out, park bench or whatnot during the day. So that's where the equipment's coming from. But, it's doing well. I haven't been on the repeater much, just trying to get warmed back up. I was away. I really wanted to come pop by for field day, but I was out of town. But finally work from home now, so hopefully I'll be on a little more often. Bug you guys. At least make some QSOs.
There you go. It's great to hear you on again. I know I hadn't heard you for quite a while. Hope to see you at the club meeting. It's moved to the 21st instead of the 14th. Because of a conflict that over at the PATH Foundation, so hope to see you there if you can make it. It's only up the road a piece, right?
Yeah, that's right. I don't even have to warm up the car. I just walk across the street. So there you go. Yeah, I was going to ask if it was still at the PATH building. I haven't looked at the website, and I have dues that I need to pay up on and get everything renewed. But absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that you said the 21st, so that works out well. It's good to talk to you, Rich. I haven't talked to you guys in a long time.
KG4EHL from K1HTV. Well, good to see you on the radio again, and congrats for the doing so much with QRP and getting your dad going with some kind of a radio. That's good. That'll be great. Anyway, take care. All the best, and see you in the pileups. KG4EHL, K1HTV clear. 7-3, good night.
73, Rich. K1HTV is KG4EHL, and we'll talk to you soon. 73, have a good night.
Hey, good evening, Rob. K1RA.
Hey, Andy, how's it going?
Pretty good. I just wanted to say hi as well. And did I recall right, were you on during the June VHF contest, maybe on 6 meters?
No, no, I was trying to get things ready for that, I was, no, I didn't get anywhere with that.
Okay. I want to say I heard you call on the air somewhere during some event. Maybe it was field day, I don't know. Maybe it was more than a month ago. But anyway, good to hear you back on the air here and working from home. I know the you had that commute there for a while, so I hope to hear you on a little bit more often. I've been working home mainly for the last 3-4 years now, doing some consulting, so don't miss the 66 commute to Route 50 there in Fairfax. Every once in a while I need to head up to Ashburn, but when I do that, I take back roads out of Warrenton, up Blantyre and Route 55 and Antioch, and cut up Bull Run and 15 and wind my way up in Ashburn that way, avoid the 66-28 corridor. A couple minutes longer, but a little bit more scenic ride. Yeah, I look forward to seeing you at a meeting. Sorry to hear about your dad moving into assisted living, but hope to hear him on the air when you get the portable station together. That's always a lot of fun. I've got an FT817 that I usually take with me when I go out to the beach or when my wife and I go down to the western North Carolina to go visit her mom. And fun to be able to tune around and just throw a wire in a tree and try to make a contact.